Good afternoon, and thank you again for tuning in with us today. I am Morgan Doyle with Marketing Eye and Robotic Marketer. I have my colleague here, Michael Banks, with Robotic Marketer. Last week, we talked about content marketing and really key components and important segments to have in your business when it comes to content. This week, we'd like to talk specifically about one of those segments, and that's video marketing, and really why companies should be doing it, why you yourself should have it as part of your business and marketing strategy, and going over the different levels from large corporate scale video marketing to small to medium-sized businesses and limited resource video marketing. One really important thing to think about as consumers and businesses are pushing out more video content, it really allows the consumer and your end buyer to engage with your company, your brand, your product and services more on an engaging level. I think we can all kind of think of a time or a specific product or service where mm-hmm. we felt a deeper connection with a video versus a script or body of copy or even a picture. That video really adds that extra level of engagement and deeper level of connection.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that you're seeing this become a lot more of a medium that people are focusing on. Even with more traditional, maybe print media companies, they're realizing, okay, we may not specialize in this area, but it's an area that we have to move into. And one thing that I read, this is from Wiesel's marketing video statistics mm-hmm. studies. It said that people are spending a third of their time watching online video content. Now that's seems almost yeah. like a little bit unbelievable, but I think when we think about how much time we spend on Facebook, how much time we spend scrolling on Amazon, and then I know for a lot of people how much time they spend on YouTube, it really does make sense that you would spend that much time in taking video content.
Well, and I think that's a really good perspective too, and whether people agree with that statistic or not, one third of our time is spent on video. We need to think about all the social media platforms mm-hmm. and ones that were created to specifically be a video avenue, a video, a mm-hmm. platform in itself, but then also the Facebook, the Instagrams, and other platforms that were originally mm-hmm. created as a social connection platform and have now added video components to it. A lot of these platforms offer live stream now because that's even another level in on this video marketing piece to have that personable relationship with the brand and the consumer, but also just that all companies and technologies and platforms seem to be making this move to video mm-hmm. marketing.
Yeah, absolutely. So why do you think that this is going to become so important for companies to adopt and adapt to this change as they move forward?
Well, I think that's, we briefly touched on it in the beginning of allowing that consumer and that end buyer to really engage with your brand and the personality behind the brand. A lot of times a pain point for marketers is to take a product or service that maybe is a technology component or a service that doesn't seem to have a personality, and then applying and creating a personality or a brand attributes and characteristics mm-hmm. to that product or service, and then communicating that to the end consumer. Mm-hmm. So when we watch, we've seen Super Bowl commercials where there are, yeah. We all have these emotions that come out when we're watching the various different strategies that advertising companies use for those commercials. Well, it's not always paid and big publicity and big production team mm-hmm. type of videos. It can be simple as this platform, a LinkedIn Live, where we've given mm-hmm. been given access to this format and have these live conversations in this platform. Whereas there's also options of smaller companies with limited resources able to, you still want to have a professional technique to your video, but you can also set it up on an iPhone. On this video specifically, we're using an iPhone because that's the reality of a lot of small to medium-sized businesses and even large corporations, because it's easier to pull out. But making sure that whether you're a small or large corporation, you're continually inputting video into your strategy, because that's what people are engaging with. If we're spending mm-hmm. one third of our time on video, yeah. then we should be on those platforms.
Yeah, and one of the studies that I had mentioned earlier, they also said that 81% of businesses use video as a marketing tool, which is up from 63% in 2017. I mean, I think that we're seeing, every, from a startup size to a corporation size mm-hmm. company move towards this trend. And I think part of it is that it's a way that consumers and clients can almost passively intake information.
Yeah,
I know. I know that a lot of consumers, they aren't going to want to read a 600 to 900 word blog article, but they're willing to watch a 20-minute video, and they can even watch it in the background.
Right.
But I think kind of something that I'd like to hit on is, especially for our smaller companies, for our small to medium-sized businesses, for our startups, what should budgeting look like for this process of creating videos for the consumer?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And with that, you know, I'm not going to provide a numeric value because that is case-by-case basis on looking at your resources, from time to personnel to actual financial resources. But, you know, you can start small and look big. So if you have an individual, you know, making sure that there's a good iPhone at the basic level, a good iPhone to record, you have a space either in your office or around your office that you can create a seamless sound bite to where it's not bouncing off and all this outdoor or background noise. And then on, you know, the larger scale budgets, looking at your resources, maybe you do want to provide that professional sponsored material out there. So making sure that you're identifying good production teams, whether you can house that internally and have one or two people that are always, you know, providing those services. I know specifically one of our clients has a case study team that they have different partners in the country. And because they want to really maintain that quality control on their case studies, they send out a videographer and somebody to actually write the case study. And it's literally a deployed team that goes out and makes sure that that process is seamless. So, you know, that's on a high-end, high-budget scale. And then there's a smaller one where you have an individual and an iPhone and you make it work.
Yeah. And I think another good example of that is, I know a lot of the times when you're scrolling on, you know, New York Times and stuff like that, you'll see all these video advertisements on the side that are silent, but you can click on. And I'm sure that some of those have bounce rates where somebody clicks and then immediately leaves, or clicks and goes to the website and eventually purchases a car.
Right.
But I think in the same way that you have targeted advertising through video, you can also use free platforms and have the same amount of targeted advertising that's successful. So, for example, Snapchat. You're interacting with your followers. They're clicking through to your website. They're clicking links. It's just as profitable and just as much engaging your users, but it's not one of those paid mediums.
Right, and I think, too, you have to look at the different variables that measure success, or that are components of success. You know, you have view rates, you have click-through rates, you have, you know, like, the longevity that a viewer is actually watching your video or clip. You know, we've seen, and statistics have shown, that shorter videos, you know, that are straight to the point and concise have more, you know, full-term viewership than the longer 20 to 30 minute videos. That's why you try to keep things short and concise, unless you tell the user, or the user is expecting up front, this is going to be a 30 minute video. And points of that is, I believe YouTube, it considers a view rate as 30 seconds,
yeah,
right?
That's correct.
And then Facebook is 3 seconds. So knowing your platform and how they specifically measure it, and then catering that video content to the specific platform. You know, Snapchat, these quick, you know, instant connection interactions that they have, that's one component. Whereas these, say, customer testimonial, maybe a minute and a half of the customer journey experience with your brand and posting that on your website. While that might not be a continual, like, pushed out on social media, like live feed, it's something that people are going to continue to go to on your website and see it. And then, you know, what are those rates? Are people watching the first 10 seconds, or are they watching the entire thing?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's where there's a whole nother component of that, is measuring the video success with analytics and the backing of that to make sure that your content that you're pushing out is accurate and relevant to your specific target audience.
Right.
But it's knowing also the platforms and how they measure success as well.
Yeah, and I think that's a great point, because if you know how those platforms measure success, like a YouTube that is much more of a video primary outlet than Facebook, which is, you know, photos, statuses, and videos, you're going to be able to tell how you're engaging your audience. And I think another thing that you can pay attention to is also a play rate, which is how many people actually clicked on the video and plan to watch it.
Right.
But I guess with those things being said, how do you think that once you view those measurements, that you can kind of make changes to your videos to really engage your audience better?
Absolutely. So, one of those things is the Google analytics piece, mm-hmm. or, the Alexa ranking or whatever it may be, to know what your audience is clicking on. And that can, that's transferable from writing content to video content. What titles and headlines are people mm-hmm. viewing, to making sure that, okay, now you can create a video piece off of that headline that keeps getting all this traction. Or for the length of the video, if you see that people are continually dropping off at 25 seconds, mm-hmm. then make a video that's 25 seconds. So that way you're getting all your information and most important, key messages in those 25 seconds. And that's all, and you're getting that full, attention span mm-hmm. of the consumer. So I think gauging that, I know specifically for LinkedIn Live, we're still trying to figure out the best cadence on really what our audience is wanting to see and how long they're in tune with us. So we don't want to provide a 30-minute video unless mm-hmm. it's filled with facts and, our audience knows from the get-go that they are buying in the beginning for 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. So it's really, there's a lot of A/B testing involved with that, but it provides the marketer and the business an opportunity to be better in tune with their target audience.
Yeah. And I think the last thing that we really wanted to touch on today is, even if you're a small business, mm-hmm. even if you're a company that is involved with more traditional media, even print media, why is it important to be creating video content?
Well, again, the statistics don't lie that as consumers, as humans, we're mm-hmm. interacting with videos more and more every day. In just 2 years, to have that big of a percentage increase with our involvement with video and the amount of platforms that are moving to mm-hmm. video capabilities, that proves the importance of video. And it's applicable to traditional businesses, to new media businesses, whatever it may be, mm-hmm. but it takes different forms. So some of those examples may be, yes, you can do the commercials in advertisements. You can do sponsored ads on these digital platforms where they're true video campaigns mm-hmm. that are being done. That tends to be some of the larger corporations that have more resources. But there's also opportunities for smaller to medium-sized businesses or startups that can do customer case studies and testimonials, getting little snippets of why their consumers want to do business with them or mm-hmm. continue to do business with them. It's helpful from a recruitment standpoint. You see different companies that have videos of different employees saying why they like to work at that company. Mm-hmm. That doesn't have to have a full production team depending on how you're going to use it, but it's still relevant to your business and a mm-hmm. different target audience. You could have, Snapchat of your employee culture. If you're mm-hmm. an inside sales company or contact center company or whatever it may be, maybe you have an exciting work life or events that you provide your employees. Mm-hmm. Having these live streams or these engagement pieces where either your customers as well as potential new employees can engage with your brand and see the who behind the company, that all gives you another level of engagement and a deeper personal connection with your clients and teammates.
Yeah, and I think that's a great point. You don't have to, you can take tips from these huge corporations like mm-hmm. Nike that might have a video campaign across 9 countries with a full team, right. But you don't need that.
Right.
You can do things that are as simple as instructional videos, as simple as employee interviews, mm-hmm. employee spotlights, and really bring it down to the level of your company.
Well, and I think that's a good point too, the instructional videos, mm-hmm. whether it's a product or a service or how to get in touch with us, mm-hmm. Those are all helpful as well. And this can be a basic premise that you're just posting these on your website so people mm-hmm. can come and see it. But if you post it on your website and have a page, whether it's news or blog videos or mm-hmm. whatever it may be, you can cycle those out through your social media. So you're not always having to create new video content, but you're constantly streaming what's already provided or what you've already provided on your website.
Great.
Well, thank you for listening to us. That was a short kind of info and tip guide on video marketing. And we are going to continue to provide different feedback pieces on content marketing. If you have any comments or topics that you would like us to cover or specific tips that you'd like to hear from us from marketing, public relations, communications standpoint, please leave comments below so that way we can continue to provide engaging information for you that you want to learn. Until next time, we appreciate you listening. Thank you.